Dreamscape presents The Family She Never Met by Caridad Piñero, narrated by Frankie Corzo. Chapter 1.
I know you think I'm crazy to ask this of you, mijo.
Luis Torres examined the features of the elegant woman seated across from him in the shade of the large market umbrella. While outwardly calm, he couldn't fail to see the slight lines of tension on skin that was surprisingly smooth for an 83-year-old. He also knew that she was anything but crazy. Stubborn, intelligent, determined, and loving, but never ever crazy.
I appreciate how important this is for you, Carmen, he began,
but she cut him off with an imperious slash of a bejeweled hand. Gold bangles danced musically on her thin wrist with the movement.
I don't think you do, Luis,
she said with a determined tilt of her head, her green-eyed gaze pure steel as it locked with his. In the years that he had known the older woman, he had carried out many assignments for her, but he sensed none were as important as this one. Sadly, he also recognized that whether he succeeded or failed, there was the possibility that Carmen would pay for it with incredible pain. He loved her too much to allow that to occur.
Viejita,
he began with affection, and covered her hand with his as it rested on the wrought iron table before him.
Have you thought about what will happen if she comes and it turns into a hot mess? Is that what you would call it?
She said with an indulgent smile, and playfully smacked his hand to try to alleviate his concern.
It's a risk I'm willing to take, she added in a tone which brooked no disagreement. But am I willing to take that risk? Luis thought.
He remained silent as Carmen's majordomo approached the patio table, wheeling a tray with covered dishes, crystal wine glasses, and a pitcher of white sangria swimming with slices of citrus and berries.
I hope you don't mind that I asked Manny to prepare lunch for us. Gracias, Manny,
Carmen said, and peered at Luis, almost daring him to refuse with a pointed lift of a perfectly shaped brow. He was beyond tempted to refuse. Lunch was just a ploy for Carmen to continue pressing him to undertake what he thought was a fool's errand. He wasn't wrong. As soon as Manny had finished serving them a delicately prepared lobster salad and filled their glasses to the brim with sangria, Carmen resumed their earlier discussion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?